It seems like every time I check the news, there's another story about some crazy new scam or another data breach. Makes you want to toss the smartphone away, you know, go off the grid. Well, hold on before you become a total hermit, because we've got a deep dive for you today that is as interesting as it is empowering. It's all about OpenText Shield. We'll call it OTS for short. And this AI tool is actually stopping SMS scams in their tracks. And not only that, but it's actually making those scammers pay for every attempt. Yeah, you heard right. Turning cybersecurity from a headache into a potential way to make money. Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, it's really changing the game when it comes to fighting phishing.
For sure.
For sure. So picture this. You're just scrolling through your text, just going about your day, and wham, you get that message that we all dread, right? The one that says, "Urgent, your bank account has been compromised. Click here to secure it now." And then there's like some shady link. I don't know about you, but my heart would skip a beat. But with OTS, you wouldn't even see that message. It'd be like it never even existed. Like some kind of cybersecurity magic.
But I mean, it's not magic,
it's
but
magic, right?
It's like it's acting as a super smart filter, catching these scams before they even hit your inbox.
Okay, so that's what it does. But how does it actually work? We've all been told to look out for those too good to be true offers. But these scams, they're getting sneakier every day. So how does OTS know a real message from a malicious one? What's the secret sauce?
It's all about, well, the power of machine learning. It's not as complicated as it sounds, though. Think of it this way. Traditional firewalls, they're like those spam filters that use like keywords to figure things out, right? So they might flag an email with free money in the subject, but more sophisticated phishing attempts, they don't catch those.
Right. That makes sense.
Exactly. OTS is different. It's not just looking for words, it's analyzing the whole message, looking for patterns, context, even like little linguistic cues that you might not even notice that could point to a scam. It's kind of like OTS has studied the scammer playbook and can spot a fake from a mile away.
Oh, wow. So it's like it's always learning then,
Yeah.
evolving its defenses. Kind of like how we as humans, like the more we see these scams, the better we get at recognizing them.
Exactly. You got it. And because it uses AI, it can look at tons of data, way more than a person ever could.
Right. Which I imagine is crucial because these scammers, they're always coming up with new tricks.
Oh, absolutely. They never stop.
So almost 100% accuracy. That's what the research says. That's wild. But okay, let's talk about the part that really blew my mind. OTS doesn't just block these messages, it actually makes the scammers pay. What, how is that even possible?
Well, it all boils down to something called SMTP, which, and bear with me here, it's basically the system carriers use to, you know, send and bill for texts.
Okay, got it.
So think of it this way. Every time you send a text, there's a whole system making sure it gets to the right person and that your carrier can bill you for it if they need to. Well, OTS uses this system to its advantage. So since it's integrated with SMPT, OTS can see exactly where these scam messages are coming from. And get this, it charges the sender a fee for every single message they try to send.
Wait, so they're actually getting hit with a charge for every scam attempt? That's amazing. Talk about poetic justice.
Right. Pretty clever, huh?
I bet they wish they thought of using AI for cybersecurity
Oh,
themselves,
maybe they
right?
should have, yeah.
But okay, on a serious note, how does this work money-wise? Who ends up footing the bill? And how does this benefit, you know, companies?
It's kind of like, you know, those premium text services where they charge you a little bit for like horoscopes or ringtones. Well, it's like that, but in this case, it's the scammer getting hit with the charge, not the person they're trying to scam.
Okay, I see. So the scammers are getting a dose of their own medicine. Love that.
Yeah.
But where do the telecom companies fit into all this?
Right. So the telecom companies, or CSPs as they're known in the industry, they're like the gatekeepers, you know, they're the ones who can actually make this charging thing happen, you know, through the SMPP thing.
Okay, got it. So they're not just protecting their customers then, they're actually like making money from stopping these scams.
Exactly. It's a win-win, really. Customers get more security, and the CSPs actually have a reason, like a financial reason, to use these advanced security measures.
Interesting. It's like a totally different way of thinking about cybersecurity.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like instead of just playing defense, we're fighting back. Love it. But here's a thought. If this works so well with text messages, why not use it for other things too? Like all those phishing emails everyone gets, the ones with the fake offers and stuff, you know?
You're absolutely right. And the best part about OTS is that it's not just for SMS.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you can use it on a lot of different messaging apps and stuff. Gives you that full protection you were just talking about.
So, like, email too. Can you use it with that?
Absolutely. Email is actually uses something called SMTP. It's another thing OTS is perfect for.
Wow.
Just like with SMS, it checks incoming emails for any signs of phishing, you know, like suspicious links, those urgent requests for info, all that. OTS catches those red flags. And because it's always learning, it stays ahead of the scammers.
That's good to hear, especially since some of those phishing emails can be really sneaky. But it doesn't stop there, right? What about other stuff, like internet calls and things?
Ah, you're thinking about platforms like WhatsApp or Telegram, even those internet calling services, they use something called SIP.
Yes. Those are getting more and more popular every day,
Yeah.
which I imagine means that scammers are finding new ways to use them too, right?
Yeah, 100%. And while using it on those might be a little different depending on the platform, the basics of OTS, the AI analysis, and that proactive blocking stuff, that can all be used to protect you pretty much anywhere.
Wow. So it's like having like a shield for all your online communication. That's really something. But you know what else I find interesting about all this? The fact that OTS is open source. Can you tell me what that means exactly and why it's important here?
Yeah, so open source is one of those terms, you know, you hear it everywhere, but I get why you might not like totally get what it means in this case.
Right.
It's actually pretty simple with OTS. Open source basically means that the code, like the actual blueprint that makes it all work, it's free. Anyone can see it, use it, change it, even share it. It's like, I don't know, sharing a recipe with the world. Anyone can grab it, tweak it a bit, or use it to make something totally new.
Okay, that makes sense. So instead of some company owning it and keeping it all secret, it's more like everyone's working on it together, right?
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
like a global team of cybersecurity pros are constantly making OTS better. Developers can change it to work for certain platforms, fix problems, or add whole new features. And the cool part is, these changes help everyone who uses OTS.
That's incredible. It's like a shield that's always getting stronger because the whole world is working on it.
Yeah.
So we've got AI stopping scams before we even see them, charging scammers for every attempt. And it's all open source, always getting better. It feels like online safety just took a giant leap forward, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. This is an exciting time to be involved in this stuff, for sure.
Yeah.
It really shows how AI can be a force for good, you know? Like it's giving us control back, making the internet safer for everyone.
Yeah. It's like having a secret weapon against those scam attempts that are always trying to trip us up. No more freaking out about clicking on the wrong link or falling for some phishing trick. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. But this whole thing started with stopping SMS scams. Where do we go from here? What's next for AI and cybersecurity?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Just imagine if AI could like stop cyber attacks before they even happen by looking for patterns and weaknesses in real time. Or AI that could help us bounce back faster and better after an attack so it doesn't cause as much damage.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you really think about it. And with AI getting smarter all the time, the possibilities are kind of endless.
It really is something. It makes you wonder, could this open source approach, where everyone pitches in and shares what they know, be the key to staying ahead of the scammers and hackers out there? Or are we stuck in this endless game of cat and mouse where both sides just keep using AI to one-up each other? What do you think?
Now, that's a question I want all of our listeners to consider. If you're as fascinated by OpenText Shield as we are, check out their GitHub page. We'll put the link in the show notes. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. What other ways do you think AI could be used to fight against these online threats? Jump over to our social media and tell us what you think. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and remember, knowledge is power, especially in our digital world.